Criminals may soon be facing a new and unusual sentence here in St. Louis. Besides prison time or community service, one St. Louis judge wants to force offenders to meditate. Darren Horton is live now at the Municipal Court Building downtown with more. Darren.
Delva, hundreds of criminals enter this court building each day. Some serve time, some end up in rehab, others end up doing community service. Those are the common punishments which have been used over the years with minimal effect. Now a judge by the name of David Mason wants to try something new.
It is a simple practice which has been used all over the world. It's called Transcendental Meditation, or TM. All it requires is sitting comfortably with your eyes closed in silence. It's said to have a calming effect. Judge David Mason thinks it can help prevent crime.
Anything that helps one gain a greater consciousness of self helps one gain a greater sense of one's value. Once you gain a sense of your personal value, you start to see yourself as something other than a person who's a drug addict or a person who has to commit crime in order to get what they want.
It is already used in prisons in Senegal, and recently inmates in California started using TM. Farouk Ekelsaria not only practices it, he's taught TM workshops in prisons around the world.
In order to change behavior, you have to make the person's thinking more orderly. In order to make thinking more orderly, what is necessary is to make his consciousness more orderly.
Judge Mason doesn't advocate transcendental meditation as the only answer for crime, but says in addition to serving time, TM can be very effective in rehabilitating criminals.
So it's not going to detract in any manner from the existing correctional or penal process. What we're talking about is really adding to.
Now, learning TM can be very costly. Some of the classes cost as much as $700. The judge does not know if the parole board will pick up that fee like it does with Alcoholics Anonymous or if the criminals will pay it. Reporting live from downtown, Darren Horton, News 30. Back to you, Dilva.
Okay, thank you. Interesting there, Darren. Thank you very much.
All right.